on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
On our next segment of ABQ Connect, I actually wanted to start by letting you know about an event that's coming up free to you, whether you attend it digitally, online, or you take the short trip up to Colorado Springs at the Focus on the Family Welcome Center. On March 18th at 7 p.m., the event gets underway. It's the next Lighthouse Voices, and it's, as before, a collaborative event with Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. And it's going to be on the topic of young people today, how they're facing an unprecedented crisis of anxiety, loneliness, hopelessness. And actually, according to the World Happiness Report, the U.S. ranks among the top 10 happiest nations, but American youth have fallen to 62nd in happiness. And to join us in promoting the event, the gentleman who will be speaking at the event, Dr. Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries, who holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Denver, and continues to engage college students through an exclusive signature leadership course series that's offered with Unbound. It's a project-based education company that prepares high school and college students to become leaders for Christ in the real world. So Jeff and his wife, Stephanie, and their family, they live in Colorado, so it'll be a short trip for Dr. Myers. But Dr. Jeff Myers, thank you so much for taking a little time to help promote the event and hopefully give enough of that tease that we can get some folks involved.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing all the K-Lite listeners up at the Focus on the Family Visitor Center. You know, it's a wonderful place, and it's going to be fun. Focus on the Family, Colson Center, and Summit Ministries all focus on biblical worldview, and Summit Ministries specifically for the rising generation. And we really need to ask the question, what is going on with young adults today who seem so discouraged? I mean, 75% say they don't have a sense of direction or purpose that gives meaning to their lives. More than 50% say they regularly struggle with anxiety and depression. The level of fear that's been put on them by the culture is extraordinary. 53% of sixth graders say they do not believe that they will live to adulthood because the world will end because of climate change. And so there are people out there intentionally trying to instill fear in young adults. And it's working. The World Happiness Report that you mentioned at the top of the show has demonstrated this. They ask a lot of questions. This is the Gallup World Survey. You know, they survey people in, I think, 140 some different countries. And they ask them, among other things, evaluate your current life as a whole using the image of a ladder with the best possible life as a 10 and the worst possible life as a 0. Then all these people in all these different countries can answer that question, adults and young adults alike. Well, the young adult numbers are alarming. As you mentioned, America has fallen to 62nd in the nations of the world in happiness. And you have to get to the third page of the report before you see American young people. It's really extraordinary. But here's the worst part, I think. When you look at the nations that have had the largest drop in happiness over the last decade, American young adults are at 120th out of 140 some nations in the world. 120th, just for perspective, a nation that's right there with the big drop, like the United States, is Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is one of the most unstable, corrupt, violent countries in the world. More than 120 militias and armed groups fighting there. It's one of the world's centers of sex trafficking. Even in Palestine, with all of the difficulties they've had, people are not as unhappy as they are in the United States of America if they're young adults.
Well, it was something that struck a chord with me right at the beginning of what you were sharing, and that's a lot of information already. But the amount of sixth graders that believe they won't grow to adulthood because of climate change. Now that's a whole nother topic. And I mean, and I'll just put it out there. I mean, climate change ebbs and flows, and, you know, we can look back at history. But you know, when we were growing up, it feels like the fear that we had similar to that and seemed much more like a real fear, in my opinion, was the end of the world based on nuclear war.
That's right.
Yeah. Assuming that I'm right, and the fear that they have about climate change, I mean, unless God, you know, chose that way to end things on Earth, I guess. Believing a lie, and I'm going to guess that the way to reach out to these young people, you know, when we ask the question, well, what can be done about it, is to make sure they have a firm foundation of what the truth is. Is that a lot of what we're going to catch when we, either connect online or attend the Lighthouse Voices event in Colorado Springs on March 18th?
Yes. Well, that's a big part of what we'll dig into. Part of the issue is resilience. Are young people, are we going to help them become comfortable with being uncomfortable? There are always things in the world, big problems that you personally can't solve. But think of it this way, Steve. If there is such a thing as truth, if what the Bible says is true, then we have hope in Jesus. And hope is not just, I'm kind of optimistic that things will turn out okay. It is literally Jesus is going to win.
It is a confident expectation.
That's exactly right. So if you don't have that sense of truth, and I'm thinking it's about 20% of young adults today say they believe there are absolute truths that are knowable by us. So 80% don't believe that. So if you don't believe there is such a thing as truth, then you essentially are your own truth. People stop seeking the truth and say, I'm just going to speak my truth. Well, if that's your approach, then every problem in the world is your fault because you are the only possible solution.
Right.
And where do you go when you feel ashamed or you can't resolve this sense of guilt that you feel at not doing everything all the time? Well, you wouldn't go to church, right? If you're not a believer, you don't think there is such a thing as truth, you're not sure that God really even matters, you wouldn't go to church. Where would you go? So young adults oftentimes will show up at events like anti-Israel protests and things like that. And I have a lot of pictures of anti-Israel protests. I've spent a lot of time in the space. Most of the young people there just take pictures of themselves and post them in social media. Why are they doing that? Because it's a public form of absolution. And so you have this entire ecosystem that develops around unresolved fear. For most people, though, unresolved fear just causes them to shut down. It's actually a phenomenon in psychology called psychic numbing, that if the fear that what you face is too big, you just shut down, just sort of like a squirrel in the middle of the road, you know, can't go left, can't go right, just freezes. It's a protection mechanism. Well, no nation can survive if its young adults are in psychic numbing. It just can't. So what do you do? And resilience, I think, is a big part of it. Here's something interesting. I'm going to show how all of this works when we get together on March 18th at the Lighthouse Voices event. But if you look at the countries where young people are happiest, Israel is number 2 in the list. I want you to think about that for just a second. Israel, this tiny little country in the Mideast, surrounded by enemies on all sides, fighting a war on 7 different fronts. Every young adult is called up for military service. Young men, young women, everyone. And the chances that they'll actually be in a war front are extremely high. And yet, Israeli young people are the 2nd happiest people group in the world, next to Lithuania. I have no idea what's going on with Lithuania, but it must be pretty good because their young adults are really happy. But why Israel? I think, and we're going to unpack this when we get together for Lighthouse Voices, there's something to be understood about what is happening in Israel that if it happened in the United States, could recover this rising generation, restore their sense of faith and hope and their understanding of truth, and prepare them to be young adults who make a difference in the world.
Well, really, again, looking forward to this event, March 18th at the Focus on the Family Welcome Center in Colorado Springs. It's an event put on by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center, as the other Lighthouse Voices events have been. And just a reminder to our audience that if you go to klyt.fm, click on the Lighthouse Voices banner, you'll go right to the page you need for information. Much of what we've talked about, some of the bullet points that'll be covered during the event, and opportunity to register for this free event, whether to attend online or in person. Now, if you do plan on taking the drive up to Colorado Springs, there's limited space, so you'll want to register for that sooner than later. klyt.fm on the homepage, and the hyperlink will take you right to where you need to go. Also, you can always find out more about Lighthouse Voices at lighthousevoices.org. Dr. Jeff Myers is our guest, author and speaker. And actually, I didn't mention, the author of the book Truth Changes Everything. And actually, if you're going to be in attendance, you can purchase a copy at the event and get it signed by Dr. Myers. How much of the content from that book, is that going to be a large portion of what you'll be covering?
Well, yeah, in that book, Steve, I really zero in on John chapter 8, where Jesus says, if you follow my teachings, you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The word truth there in the original language is aletheia. It means reality. Jesus is saying, reality itself opens up to you through my teaching. That's an extraordinary promise for young adults today, and for everyone who's raising them, parents, grandparents, teachers, youth-serving professionals. And what I did in the book, Truth Changes Everything, was ask the question, all right, this sounds strange, but follow me through this. Entirely aside from the truth of the claim that Jesus was making, that he was the truth, people who believed that Jesus was the truth are the ones who changed the course of the world. They changed the world in science, education, medicine, government, the justice system, in every imaginable way. They are the ones who gave us all of the advantages that we have in the world today. So I really just explore that, tell stories in the book of all these different people. It was fun to nerd out on this, just people you might have never heard of who had a profound world-shaping influence. And it led me to the question, well, what would that be like today? If we genuinely believe that Jesus is the truth, what could we do that would have a profound impact on the world around us? And this is a message I've been able to share with hundreds of thousands of young adults now. And I can see that in their lives, it's really making a difference. One of the bright spots right now is that the decline of Christianity in the United States of America is now slowing and may have even stopped. It's not because millennials are returning to Christ. It's because young adults, these Gen Z young people who've been so blasted by the culture around them, they're getting stronger, especially young men. And there's a huge hope in that. One of the things I've shared with our students for decades is that when young men are godly, society has a big view of God. When young men are not godly, society has a small view of God. And we're seeing a significant movement in our time of young men returning to church, returning to faith, a higher percentage of them saying that they identify as evangelicals. And they see this worldview applying to every area of life. If that trend continues, this could be one of the most exciting times in our history.
Looking forward to folks participating in this event coming up on the 18th. And again, go to our website at klyt.fm. Click on the Lighthouse Voices banner and get the information you need. Get registered. We've talked an awful lot about youth in this segment, Dr. Myers. And I'm going to make the assumption that youth are not the only ones that should consider being a part of the event.
No, I think a lot of people, I haven't participated in a Lighthouse Voices event yet. This is my first one, even though I've been friends with everybody at Focus on the Family and Colson Center for a very long time. So I'm guessing it's probably going to be parents and grandparents who are coming. Because they're concerned about what's going on. And if they come and they bring young adults with them, I think they'll get something really significant to talk about. I'm actually going to share very specific practical strategies for communicating with young adults in a time like this to help them overcome this fear and to create a better connection about the things that really matter.
Yeah. Well, and obviously, as we mentioned earlier in this conversation, to realize where truth is found and real hope, then that confident expectation that we mentioned is found. What an encouragement to have an opportunity to provide information that would encourage others to look at all of these things. You mentioned education, government, science, through a Christian worldview lens to see it so much more clearly. Dr. Myers, I always like to do this before we put a bow on it, throw it back to you and make sure there isn't anything else you'd like to share with the KLYT listener.
Well, my entire life focus is preparing young leaders. And this is what we do through Summit Ministries. We're equipping them. We're supporting them to embrace God's truth and to champion a biblical worldview. And if we can help you, let's say you're not able to attend the event, even virtually, go to summit.org and you'll see resources there, including this epic 12-day experience in Manitou Springs, Colorado, that young adults 16 to 22 years of age can attend, where they can get answers to all of their tough questions. We bring them into contact with some of today's most significant Christian thought leaders who love Jesus and who are the top people in economics and politics and theology and philosophy, all of these areas where young adults are challenged in their faith. So that program has a profound impact. And we're going to be talking about why and how and all of those things when we get together for Lighthouse Voices. I want people to come away feeling a sense of hope, feeling a sense that, oh, this is not over. This is just beginning, because now we're seeing the battle for what it really is. We're seeing what the enemy is trying to do here, and we're not going to let it happen anymore.
Very good. Well, Dr. Jeff Myers, thanks so much for your time. Looking forward to the event on the 18th.
Thanks, Steve.
Dr. Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries, has been our guest. He's a doctor of philosophy with a degree from the University of Denver. And again, if you want to find out more about this upcoming event, just go to our website, klyt.fm. Space is limited. One of the things I may have forgotten to mention, it is a free event. And in addition to hearing from Dr. Myers, there'll be a Q&A session after and the book signing that I mentioned. Again, klyt.fm for all the information. And thanks again for listening to ABQ Connect.